Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This poor young lady, she's like, Jesus,
oh,
dude.
I'm intrigued.
You're talking about canned heat. You're talking about stupid things that people do at work the week of Thanksgiving.
And canned heat doesn't sound good, does it?
No, it sounds like some kind of affliction, maybe an STD or something.
Oof.
Man, I got that canned heat.
I know. You sent me that. I was like, is he going to play Jamiroquai?
She will go anonymous, I am certain, right?
Yeah, I tried to. I'm just happy she's on. But that was the agreement. She had to be anonymous.
This is kind of what, I mean, we knew we were going to do. We were planning to do it tomorrow. But then we did it today because she's like, man, I really want to know about this. I want to see what you guys think about it. So let's welcome Anonymous to the show. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Are you a big fan of canned heat?
No.
No.
I was like, why would the algorithm or whatever that even means, AI, why would they assume that's going to be a good workout song? I was just sitting there hysterically laughing with earbuds, probably looking like bipolar, just sitting there sweating like a pig and just laughing. Nevertheless, you've got some. First off, your candidness is very bold that you will talk about this on the radio. I feel, is this something you had to pump yourself up to talk about?
Well, honestly, I need to talk about it, but it's weird that I'm more comfortable, but I thought the radio might be better because I just don't know how to bring this up with, like, my friends.
For sure.
I really don't.
Or family? Definitely
no.
Not.
No.
All right, so this is referring to a relationship. Tell us about the relationship and then this red flag you're talking about.
Well, I've been dating this guy. We've been hanging out for about a month, and this just happened. It was just this past weekend, and I thought it was time to move things along. So I was making my first real move on him to advance the relationship, and I thought it was time that we got a little more physical.
Ah.
And yeah.
So I have to ask, when you say move it along, was he stalling, wanting, or do you feel as though the way I feel that women need to make that advancement more? Because dudes sometimes are now like, oh, Lord, I don't want her to think I was being too aggressive, or the way that society's kind of made dudes like pussies when it comes to like talking to women and stuff.
Really?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. It was just we last time we saw each other, he came over to my place, so things just got real cozy, and I just made a move. I mean, we've been pretty good communication wise, which is while we've been seeing each other.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was really that so much. I just felt comfortable. So I made a move on him, and I guess
what does
I
that guess, mean? I mean what, unbuckling the pants?
Well, move. It's. I mean, what would we call it? I guess I would say third base.
After kissing.
See, I don't know what third base is anymore. Like, that's changed over the years. Like, what is a home run now?
I think, isn't that still, like, going all the way?
Yeah.
Need that eye together? I don't know.
Or it could be something extra. Yeah.
Like, maybe, what's a grand slam, a threesome?
Nice punt.
That's a punt?
That's a home run. Nice punt.
Oh. Okay, so... Yeah. So you start to advance the thing, and then the red flag is what? What happens?
Well, this was at the point where, like, clothes were starting to come off, and he stopped me, and he said there was something he had to tell me first. I was thinking, you know, I mean, in this day and age, I thought maybe he's in a relationship with someone else. I'm a one guy at a time kind of person.
Or maybe he needs to tell you that he has, you like them commercials where, you know.
Are you wanting her to be sexy right now, fat boy?
Well, she's talking about taking clothes off.
Yeah, I know, but she's like, but hold on. There's something I need to tell you first.
Yeah,
let me tell you my imagination right now. You already said married. My mind went there, but that's too basic.
Well, maybe it was an STD or some other status that he needed to disclose first.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say maybe he was born a woman.
Boy, he waited a long time.
No, I assure you, it's not that. It's not that.
You ever thought about that on the other side? Like, if a woman's getting ready to, like, we always think of, when it comes to transgendered people, we always think about the guy who's going to get hit on by the woman. But what if, Paige, you got hit on by a man? He's like, by the way, I was born Judy. Like, that's
prove it.
Total. Well, listen to her.
God.
Listen to her. Prove it.
I'm kidding.
That's where I get confused.
Make it clap. I want to see. God, woman. My gosh. Anonymous, you see what you're doing to her? She's crying coffee right now.
She's a wild woman.
Well, I would say it isn't that. I don't have any experience with that. But but what he did tell me was that it's not what you're thinking. What he said was his penis. Can I say penis on the radio?
Oh yeah.
His penis is. He's got a tattoo on his penis, and he said he had flames all up and down the length of his penis.
Rapamody, fat boy.
We saw one of those.
You got me on that. I thought it was going to be the what fat boy had asked about that kind of spurred your call yesterday about, can a man get the undercarriage tattooed, like the luggage, let's call it. I don't know, the bowling bag, whatever you want to call it.
This man is on fire.
But no crap. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. And I'm there. I'm totally shocked. And I have to say, I still haven't seen it. So I don't know what this looks like. But he told me that I froze up and it just stopped. Every inclination I had to move things forward.
The lovey-dovey just completely ended, huh?
It totally died. And he seemed a little disappointed, but then he also seemed pissed off about it. Like, he was telling me and it should be okay.
Yeah.
But I was totally caught off guard. I mean, what else can I tell you all about him? I mean, he's a professional type. He's straight-laced. He's buttoned up. He's a conservative fashion style. So there was no indication.
You never would have expected anything like that from this guy.
No. And I mean, I'm not anti-ink. I think cats are great. I mean, I've got three of my own, but not.
What do you have? What do you have?
I have to say
if their names or anything, you don't have to say, but.
Okay. I have a butterfly on one of my shoulder blades.
That's pretty.
It's a little sentimental thing for my grandma on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little sunflower. Mm-hmm. They were her favorite.
Oh, okay.
And just below my collarbone, I try and put them somewhere that I can cover if I need to.
Right.
It says dream, and it's small. Oh.
God, that's like the Cody Rhodes tattoo. Cody Rhodes has dream tattooed on his.
You don't have a bullseye for a tram stamp?
No.
No.
You know what? Lord. Give him another chance. And okay, this is what I would do. I have a sense of humor, so I have to be careful not to laugh at people. But I would, you know, if it's a tiny penis with flames?
I have a zillion questions about this now. Like, I mean,
you
so
smack the Scud missile. I'm just saying.
You said okay. You can cover up. So you said that the one on the, which by the collarbone when that had to hurt. But then
it did. It was very sensitive. But I can't imagine what he had to endure.
That's what I'm saying.
There, I don't have that kind of pain tolerance. I don't know about all of you.
But wouldn't that have come up though? Like, I mean, you've been going out here for how long? Did you say several weeks or something?
Yeah, we're looking at a month.
Okay, so if he said, "Oh, the sunflower there, that's beautiful," and you tell the story about your mom or your grandmother, and then you would say, "So do you have any?" I mean, did that not?
It did. And I think that was part of why I also was shook up is because he told me he didn't have any when we were in conversation.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
See,
and that was weeks ago he
said
that.
That's convenient.
So, right. And then all of a sudden in the heat of the moment, it's just like, oh, sorry, I actually lied or I forgot to tell you that I have my entire tallywhacker tattooed with flames. I mean, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to process that, handle that? What?
I just want to know how long it took. And
dude, this was this past weekend.
Where that was done, because I don't think you can, I mean, have to.
Right. That's the thing. I have loads of questions. And in the moment, it was just a shock.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Some of them been screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And I'll remind you of this. Names have been changed, as they always are, to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene number one, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Buff Slutman is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Punkin is Mattman. Playing the role of Elizabeth Leia's is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Snuff is Paige. And also playing the role of narrator is Paige. And action.
Buff Slutman posts the following on Facebook.
Man, I'm hungry. Hey, ladies. Who's going to cook me some dinner when I get off of work? Scratching chin emoji, crying laughter.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that, Black. LOL.
I'll cook for you, but there's a catch.
Yeah, there always is. LOL.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask, but what's the catch?
Well, I'll cook for you, but you got to blank me first. Two winker emojis.
Hello. Two big eyeball emojis.
Dude. Yeah, damn dummy. If you ain't sliding in them DMs right now, post a gif of Ricky Henderson sliding into second base.
Well, I tell you, that was blunt AF, LOL.
You know me, I'm a straightforward person. I just say what I want.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, I think I was a little too forward for old BS, two crying laughers. Talking about you, Buff Slutman.
Trust me, you weren't too forward with him.
Not just too forward, but maybe a bit thirsty. I think we could agree, actually. A lot of thirst, we can agree.
That's cute. I give you that, I guess.
Thanks, middle finger emoji.
Oh, hell. Catfight.
No, I don't do that. Not on Facebook, anyway.
Well, I don't fight girls anymore, so.
Hey, hang on now. It was just a joke, everybody. I can cook, really.
You can't call that cooking.
See, now that's the problem with Facebook. People take it just too damn serious. You see the reaction I got just for talking blank. I can't even right now. I can't even right now, three crying laughers.
Well, I mean, it's public, so if you want to look trashy, then that's on you, baby girl. You wear it well, though.
Wow. Wow. You probably don't feel too good right now, I understand. But if you remove that stick from your ass, then maybe you'd feel better. I am not bringing or banging your man. I mean, you'd know if I was. You know why? Because you'd never see him again. And if you don't like it, step off. Because I'm going to talk blank to who I want to, and you can just keep scrolling, 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 scrolling. Huh?
Her man? Wait a minute now. I got a girlfriend now? Scratching chins emoji. No, he's not my man. He could be. And he'd be damn happy if he was. But good luck with your approach. Maybe try another one. Ho, I'm single AF, BTW.
How are you single?
Duh. Everybody can see why. Because she's such a bitch on Facebook. That's why. Note to you, Liz. You can blank my ass blank. I was joking. Don't worry about what does not concern you.
Anything on your body is probably like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It's just going to get lost anyway.
All right, bye, ho, with an E, like a tool you'd use in the yard. Have fun being alone tonight.
Eat a blank.
Yo, bitch.
I'm single because I know my worth. I won't settle for just anybody. I got a good job and no kids, so I'm definitely a catch.
I slide with Les on this one. Sorry, Pumpkin, but I think she's got you messed up. Worse than a cricket in a hubcap. Besides, Les, if you're looking, I'd love to take you out. That's okay.
No thanks. Have you seen your face? Burn, fat ass. Crying, laughing emojis.
Whatever, whore.
Insane. You know, only the names were changed in it. That was a literal conversation that people had about dinner. You say, oh, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? What's it going to go to? It turned into that.
Well.
It turned into that.
Yeah. He must be pulling it. Old Buff Slutman.
What a name. How'd you come up with Buff Slutman?
That was part of the character.
Oh.
I don't know. It's just kind of, it's like appeared to me. I think I said Buff Bagwell. What a slut, man. Because he was, there was a time he was a man whore. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to talk about it.
The Missy Hyatt days.
I think it's literally how I came up with it.
All right. Well, I'll give you the back story on how I came up with these names. Scene two. Playing the role of ugly Bobby Eaton. It's Paige. Playing the role of Jocelyn Cox. It's Fat Boy. Playing the role of Jonathan. It's Matt Man.
No, that's a good name.
Playing the role of Sammy Salsa.
It's Fat Boy. That's the funny one.
Playing the role of Chubby will be Matt Man. And action.
Jocelyn posts a picture of a woman and a man standing beside a station wagon with the caption, RIP, Mom. It's been 23 days, but I can't forget you quick so fast. Here's Mom with some famous TV guy. She won that station wagon on the game show, and she was lucky they brought.
That's Dix Van Dyke.
Excuse me? That's my mom. That's her station wagon. And, what did you just call me?
Sorry, I typed that wrong because, I almost exclusively talk to text because, I'm lazy as all get out.
Okay.
I'm Chubby.
I don't even know who you are. Chubby? First off, okay. And third, you need to watch the slurs, okay? I have a very diversified portfolio of friends, so read and heed.
Sorry to intrusive Jocelyn Cox, but Chubby is actually 100% correct.
No, he's not. That's not a van. It's a station wagon. And my mom was not into women or sports. And who the hell are you?
Well, then allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jonathan.
Okay, I still don't know you. I have my S set to private. What the hell?
I actually asked my privates before.
Hey, man. How much are you asking for the van, man?
I'll throw my hat in the ring and offer $500 if she runs.
What? She doesn't run. He's died. Read the caption. And it's a station wagon, not a van. Maine. Who are you people? Some guy named Sammy Salsa? One named Ugly Bobby Eaton and some 90-day fiancé reject named Chubby?
Hey, I never applied, so you can kiss my hog head.
That's my favorite deli meat.
Hello again, Justin and Cox. But did you forget about me?
I still don't know who you are.
Oh, me? I am Jonathan. But to my point, my friend here, Copy, is right, although he needed a comma in there somewhere.
It ain't Cubby. I hate Chicago. It's Chubby, and you can smooch my gooch.
You know what? I am busy, but maybe later. Jocelyn Cox, as it were, in regards to your listing, you said that is your mother standing with a vehicle and a famous television man, yes?
Hey, Chico, when you said she's dead, are you saying there's no motor or what?
What I'm saying to you, Jocelyn, is the TV man is Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. I know he looked familiar. He was in Mary Poppins and Murder, She Wrote.
No, 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 Ugly Bobby Eaton. No, that was Diagnosis Murder, not Murder, She Wrote. Anyway, que sera estos gringos esta mucha freaking muchos locos.
Who the hell do you think you are, Mr. I Am DB?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I am Jonathan.
Hey, any of y'all... Hey, have any of y'all had that foot-long churro from Subway? Like, does it fill you up enough?
I didn't care for it myself, Chubby, but for real. Hey, Jocelyn Cox, if you want to scrap that station wagon or van, man, call me Sammy Salsa.
I asked for a price first up, S.O. bitch.
What?
That what? Was S.O. She didn't say
what?
S.
Not- What? What is going on? Who are you people? I was trying to honor my dead mom.
I understand, Joshua, but you posted it here on Marketplace, not your personal profile.
I was thinking that might be the case.
Ha ha ha. What a dummy. You thought this was your Facebook page.
oh, yeah? Well, you rub dogs with your daddy. So.
You meant dongs, but you can't type, you dumb fool.
End scene. Sammy Salsa.
Sammy Salsa, who talked like Razor Ramon.
Hey, let me buy that van, man, yo.
Poor Ugly Bobby Eaton. Hung like a horse, but he... He can't talk worth a damn.
He struggled a little. S.O.
Ooh. What you just heard was real. I don't know that the joke hit. I don't know the joke hit.
It's one of those that kind of gets you later.
Maybe you read it and get it. I admit that.
Simmers for a little bit.
Oh, me? I am Jonathan. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by Tim Looper.
Loop!
Anonymously, of course. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Yeah! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, you know what I found out? The pepper necklace has a name.
And a lulula.
Yeah, something like that. And he got it back, and then he lost it again.
Yeah, but you know what? I was at Old Time Pottery, and they sell those there. And they're not real peppers. Did you notice that some of the red's flaking off the peppers?
No.
Yeah. It's.
But I would like one. It'd be pretty cool to have a pepper necklace.
But if it was real peppers, that would, like, it would open your insides
burn
wide
yourself.
Open.
Yeah,
it would burn your neck.
Yes.
But we're not Samoan, so could we wear a pepper necklace?
We are not Samoan.
Well,
you want to try it tomorrow, Fat Boy?
I may have to go look at him and see. I got some time to kill. I'm going to say, could you direct me to your pepper necklace?
Where are your Lulu lace? Or Lulas?
Faluvalu, or whatever it is. Blavali.
He left Clemson. No, the thing that the Samoans wear. A ulala. I'm not sure.
What?
How to say it? I don't know how to say it. It's ulala.
I know it's kind of like two words.
Some of the, you know, even mastering the English language is very tough. Mm-hmm. We were talking the other day about Mario Kart, perennially the favorite game of. If you don't like Mario Kart, like I
you just don't like to drive, I guess.
You, yeah, like what is your deal?
You're easily triggered.
We're talking about the characters on there, and there was one that we realized that I could not say. Just too much tongue, not enough. Whatever it is, I'll say it right now. Tolls too. See.
See,
I turn it. I leave the L off, or I go toadstool.
In your defense, we all had trouble with it, honestly.
Toadstool. See,
told.
I got to think about it to say it right. But if I say a fat toadstool, why she did it that time? Because I was saying stool and told.
Told.
Toadstool. See.
Toad.
Toad.
Toadstool.
Now here's. I figured out the problem. In the South, when you say someone told me that, when you say it without thinking, you say, somebody towed me that. Like you tow in the line, like you towed a truck.
That's exactly right.
Somebody towed me that. Towed, told, stole. Toad stew. See?
Told, stole.
And if you're out there right now saying it right, something else is wrong with you.
You got to break it up into two words almost just to see it.
Toadstool. Yeah.
Because it runs together and that's where it gets you.
Toadstool.
Toadstool.
Toadstool. So it was like, you know, everybody was like, hey, you should get, hey, baby, Mary, your mother to say it. And yesterday we had a nice little visit. And in between episodes of Matlock and Gunsmoke.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She stood up. I didn't know where she was going. I was like, oh, man, let me ask you this real quick while you're not thinking about it. And this is the audio.
Say the word. It's one word, but it's two words, like a combo word. The word toad, like a frog, and then stool, like you say it, set on. Toadstool.
Toadstool.
Say it real fast.
Toadstool.
It's hard. I couldn't say it on the air.
I
couldn't
say toad.
You said it.
Toadstool.
Toadstool. See, I say toadstool.
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 Said stew.
I say it wrong.
Toadstool.
Toadstool.
Toadstool. I got to go.
What are you going to do?
Gotta go.
She's going to the bathroom.
I love her.
I gotta go. I was like, where you gotta go?
I gotta go.
I've had enough.
Leave me alone.
See, leave me alone.
When she wasn't thinking about it, she said it right. But then the more, see, it's the opposite with us in my family. I tried not to say the last name here recently. It's the toadstool. Toadstool.
I think she says it here, if this is the right one.
The first time.
Said stew.
I say it wrong.
Toadstool.
No, that's not it.
Toadstool.
She said it right the very first time, but then trying to say it again. Toadstool.
Toadstool. I gotta go.
Like she turned into like
go.
Demon light there at the end. I gotta go.
He's wait, done. No. Mic drop.
I'll say it if you help me find Monk.
Get Monk on the TV when I come back. Toadstool.
Toadstool.
That is so good.
That's not easy.
Great.
Toadstool.
She keep asking. Listen to me. She keeps asking when she's gonna come back on the show, and it's like we gotta have a reason for it. Like what? What do you? What? You know?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
Because she likes to. Well, she watches a lot of shows.
Yes. But you know, the Olympic thing, she didn't want to talk about that because, you know.
Well, yeah. I kind of get that.
She was probably shocked by the.
She didn't like it.
I didn't.
You think I didn't like it? She really didn't like it. But, you know, there's not been any big award shows or, I guess, you know. Her health, and for
Dancing
those who are texting
stars,
in, she's getting a lot better.
Oh, really?
Health-wise, yeah.
That's good.
Like, she's doing really, really well.
Is she at a point where you didn't think she'd be at?
Absolutely. Freaking-lutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like...
That's great news.
Night and day.
Dang, I wonder what happened. Like, what the sudden turn was.
I know what it was. I mean, she was... I'm not a doctor.
Almost.
Sometimes I'm confused as one.
You dug up animal bones.
That's an archaeologist. But, She was on a medication that me and other family members were like, that'll make sense. It feels like it's the root of the problem or whatever. And then finally, a heart doctor agreed. So I'm part of his practice now. He hired me.
Look
on.
At that.
He knew. No, but it was.
The people just try to throw a
fluid,
pill at it.
Fluid pills is what it was. And it was literally causing her to retain water and fluid around her heart.
Why do doctors get like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, hey, it's not working, buddy. Something else, please. I'm not going to think any less of you. It's not really an ego hit for you.
Yeah.
You prescribe something that doesn't work, just try again.
But you know what the crazy thing is? On one, because, you know, you go to various different hospitals and they're in different organizations and, you know, they don't always match and you got to pay it off. On one set of books, my mother has congestive heart failure. On the other side, she had pneumonia.
Oh, goodness.
What?
Nobody in that hospital ever said the word pneumonia to her. But on the book, she had pneumonia. But on their book, she had congestive heart failure.
Was that going back to that hospital?
I'm just like, man, they can't even agree on that. But the good thing about it is she's doing fantastic. She's, like her heart doctor said, night and day is what it's like. She's doing a whole lot better.
Because it gets the whole family in a mix-up, too, you know, when you get that misinformation. Or, you know, a wrong prescription or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's doing a whole lot better. And I really appreciate those of you in the audience that, like, prayed for her and kept her. And you were asking about her and stuff. She's doing a whole lot better.
I want that doctor's name is what I'm saying.
You mean Detroit?
I'm going to go give him a good fist up to the head.
Dr. Detroit. That's who it was.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Rise, guys.